Come for a walk with me, he suggested in an unemotional voice, taking my hand. I didn't answer. I couldn't think of a way to protest, but I instantly knew that I wanted to. I didn't like this. This is bad. This is very bad, the voice in my head repeated again and again. But he didn't wait for an answer. He pulled me along toward the east side of the yard, where the forest encroached. I followed unwillingly, trying to think through the panic. It was what I wanted, I reminded myself. The chance to talk it all through. So why was the panic choking me? We'd gone only a few steps into the trees when he stopped. We were barely on the trail. I could still see the house. Some walk. Edward leaned against a tree and stared at me, his expression unreadable. Okay, let's talk, I said. It sounded braver than it felt. He took a deep breath. Bella, we're leaving. I took a deep breath, too. This was an acceptable option. I thought I was prepared, but I still had to ask. Why now? Another year? Bella, it's time. How much longer could we stay in Forks, after all? Carlisle can barely pass for 30, and he's claiming 33 now. We'd have to start over soon, regardless. His answer confused me. I thought the point of leaving was to let his family live in peace. Why did we have to leave if they were going? I stared at him, trying to understand what he meant. He stared back coldly. With a roll of nausea, I realized I'd misunderstood. When you say we, I whispered, I mean my family and myself. Each word separate and distinct. I shook my head back and forth mechanically, trying to clear it. He waited without any sign of impatience. It took a few minutes before I could speak. Okay, I said. I'll come with you. You can't, Bella. Where we're going, it's not the right place for you. Where you are is the right place for me. I'm no good for you, Bella. Don't be ridiculous. I wanted to sound angry, but it just sounded like I was begging. You're the very best part of my life. My world is not for you, he said grimly. What happened with Jasper, that was nothing, Edward, nothing. You're right, he agreed. It was exactly what was to be expected. You promised. In Phoenix, you promised that you would stay. As long as that was best for you, he interrupted to correct me. No, this is about my soul, isn't it? I shouted furious, the words exploding out of me. Somehow it still sounded like a plea. Carlisle told me about that, and I don't care, Edward. I don't care. You can have my soul. I don't want it without you. It's yours already. He took a deep breath and stared, unseeingly, at the ground for a long moment. His mouth twisted the tiniest bit. When he finally looked up, his eyes were different, harder, like the liquid gold had frozen solid. Bella, I don't want you to come with me.